Report: China looks to flood U.S. market with cheap electric vehicles. By John Binder on July 27, 2023. Chinese automakers are looking to flood the United States market with cheap electric vehicles, EVs, as President Joe Biden's administration has made a rapid all-electric, green energy push without having first ensured domestic manufacturing capacity. According to Axios, Chinese automakers like BYD Company Limited, Li Auto, Zhang Motors, NIO Incorporated, and Geely are looking to the U.S. market to sell cheap EVs to Americans as the Biden administration makes its push for an all-electric economy. William Li, CEO of Chinese EV company NIO, recently told the Financial Times that the U.S. should offer Chinese EVs equal access to the American market, arguing that carmakers shouldn't be victims of U.S.-China political tensions, Axios reports. In fact, some China-built cars are already for sale in the U.S. under Western brands, including the Buick Envision, Polestar 2 and soon, the Lincoln Nautilus. And China's BYD is already the largest manufacturer of electric buses in North America. Emphasis added. Chinese automakers will likely follow the same script as Japanese and Korean brands decades ago, use imports to exploit a void in the U.S. market, learn quickly and then go deeper with factories on American soil. Emphasis added. Breitbart News senior editor-at-large Rebecca Mensur has long warned that without major investment in domestic manufacturing and auto workers, steep tariffs, and time for American automakers to adjust, China will dominate the EV industry. A Biden-led administration's rapid push towards an all-electric future would rob U.S. auto workers of the advantage of experience and U.S. auto plants of the advantage of previously built manufacturing capacity, Mansour wrote in October 2020. Biden's rapid push towards EV would tempt American automakers to train workers in China and invest in new plants there. A temptation that will likely be fostered by almost unlimited state subsidies from the Chinese regime and one-way trade barriers that will make it easier to sell cars in the U.S. and China if they are made in China. Emphasis added. Given time and a Trump administration's protections of U.S. manufacturing, U.S. automakers could be incentivized to train American workers to build EVs and to invest in U.S. capacity. Rushed and without tariffs, most of this will likely end up in China. Just like all the rest of American manufacturing thanks to decades of failed trade policies like Joe Biden's. Emphasis added. Already, China is dominating the critical minerals that are needed to produce EV batteries. Supply chains of minerals like nickel, graphite, lithium, and cobalt, all needed to make the batteries, are controlled by China. Most recently, the United Auto Workers, UAW, has blasted the Biden administration for shifting billions to American automakers through its all-electric, green energy agenda, while American auto workers are experiencing wage cuts as a result of moving to EVs. In one particular example, the UAW noted that while General Motors, GM, and LG's EV battery plant in Lordstown, Ohio, known as Ultium Cells, could rake in more than $1 billion annually from Biden's EV tax credits, while workers at the plant have seen their wages cut in nearly half. There is a real danger that hundreds of billions in taxpayer dollars will subsidize an EV industry that underpays and endangers workers, UAW officials have said. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at binder@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter here.